May the peace of God protect our minds and thoughts even today in Lord Jesus Christ. Let us quiet in the morning prayer. Every morning there's new grace, and we get power from Jesus every morning, and we can cast all our sorrows, and nothing can be greater than the grace that God gives us. Let us thank for the care of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I will read from the Epistle of James, chapter 5, 12 verses, starting from verse 7, and the words will be heard in the name of Jesus. Faith endures, awaiting Christ's return. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let ye be ye. Let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. This starting hymn this morning led us into this topic of perseverance and patience. And I think that this hymn has been sang or read in many phases of life, in hospital beds, close to hospital beds, or other situations where a person is in his own troubles and illnesses. And this hymn number 480 has been sung. Jesus, remember me when I am sick. Let me pray. I think that these morning services are maybe listened by one of our neighbors who is in a troubled life situation and is thinking about life's issues. I am thinking of you. Do not forget the power of prayer, which we will now together study. It is good to maybe say something about this epistle of James for the background. We do not know who has actually written this epistle of James, but traditionally it has been thought that James, the brother of Jesus, had written this text to all the congregations of the early times after Jesus. And we can now read this text as fresh text as those congregations back then. Something significant about this text is that Jacob was one of the stable forces and cornerstones, so to say, of the early congregations, and was a stable Christian man who did not go to the right or the left, but stayed in the middle. And for that reason, maybe wanted to write this text. And we can look at this also from this perspective. What would it say to us this morning? Luther maybe looked at this text a little carefully and said that this is some kind of text which is which can be seen in that way, that grace and the matter or the significance of grace is something is very much wrote about in this, written about in this text. And for Luther, also this opened up later, so that when we work through grace, we take care of each other. And in the book of Romans, in chapter 3, it says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." And when this grace opened for Luther, the righteousness of faith is opened to us by Holy Spirit, and thus this word can be as fresh and understandable for us even today. And therefore we can read this text from our own life situation in with secure minds. And when I was thinking about this Bible text, maybe in the background I was thinking that life is not easy for any of us. I am sure that there is someone who has really been under such struggles that they have had to ask for patience. And there has been many shadows over the sun. And I think that this text of James could maybe comfort you in your life phase which you are going through. And when James wrote to the congregation, he encouraged them for patience. And what kind of patience? He encouraged them to wait patiently for the second coming of Christ. And here he refers to the husbandman who waits for the fruit of the earth during spring and fall. And this kind of farmer and back in the day when James wrote this text, of course the farming life was different, and these examples of course arose from those topics that were common for those people living in those times. And that's why he refers to this husbandman or the farmer. And it says here, "Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain." This farmer could not do anything for rain or other nature's forces. There's nothing we can do about the weathers. And there's even a hymn, 460, which refers to that God is the only one who can manage the weathers. and also he can manage our lives and guide our lives into happiness and also into difficult times. Thus, still, however, this love of God is something that we can never understand fully. So there's nothing that the farmer can do but wait for the fruit to come. Maybe that seed was put in February and later in the spring it should have been ready. But if there was not enough rain during that time, then the harvest was not good enough. And also during the fall, the sufficient amount of rain was important for the fall harvest also, that people would get the daily food. So this epistle of James talks about this fruit of the earth, which is waiting for harvesting. And I think that many grandparents and parents, you think about your own children, and that that work that you have done the sowing work that you have done of the word of God for your children sometimes brings harvest and sometimes does not. And this reminds me of our brother Erkki Puukko, who once was chatting with one local farmer, and there was this kind of dry season going on like we have right now, and it seemed like the harvest would go badly. And Erkki was talking with the farmer, and they were talking about that it's too bad that the harvest is not going to be good enough. And then another farmer came into the situation, and this first farmer said to Erkki, and this first farmer said that I have to go to other work, that please, you other farmer, teach this priest some faith. And the next day there became rain. And this is how this reminds us of that God gives us rain and sunshine. And of course, there's something, of course, that we can do about these extreme weathers, and we have some responsibility over them. And we have a responsibility to protect our nature around us. And it is so that, like the Luther's evening story goes, and this Luther's evening story goes so that many of these Luther's evening stories had some kind of teaching which wanted to teach a person, a human being, that they are not capable of managing and controlling life. And this also talks about a farmer who wished that they could manage the weathers and nature's forces and situations. And then in this story, a human got this power to have everything perfectly well, sunshine and rain and everything in a very nice, smooth manner, and seemed like the harvest would be good. But when the harvesting time came, it was a big disappointment for the farmer. There was no fruit of the earth. And then the farmer again approaches God and asks, "What is the matter now? How come I did not get any fruit?" And God reminded him that you did not take into consideration the significance of wind, that without wind there the harvest cannot be good. And the teaching of this story is that we should not get involved with God's plan. God knows something about our lives that we do not know ourselves. And that's why I think that this epistle of James reminds of us patience. And God remembers us, although he allows us heavy life burdens. And about this, sprouting of the seed is one more story. When I was once in a funeral, and it was a very hot summer day, just like today, a long period of warm weather, and we were having coffee after the funeral at one home outside at the yard of a home, and we were looking at one plant and wondering, what is this plant? And the earlier generation said that there was some kind of tobacco planting during the war times. The old grandpa had sprouted or put the seed in the ground, and now it had sprouted after many decades. That the seed had sprouted a lot later. And this reminds you, dear parents, that your prayer for your unbelieving children, you have been sowing the seed, and the time will tell, and it is possible for God to get the sprouting of the seed to come later and bring that plant into the joy and freedom which you have reminded your children of. And when the winds of the life and many sorrows of life have maybe come on the seed, and it seems like there is no sprouting going, you should be comforted that there can be sprouting coming later. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when we pray in faith, is something which is effective. And it is important to pray when we have difficult life situations ourselves, or when our close ones have them. And there are three different kinds of prayers mentioned in this epistle of James. And I was thinking that we could maybe pause to study these different teachings. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. I was thinking that this life is such that it does not let any of us get too easily by, and sometimes we come into situations where we can only confess that we can do nothing but pray. I remember of my own confirmation camp that about suffering that priest taught us, and I want to share this teaching with you of this confirmation, my own confirmation camp. There can be many reasons for suffering. One of the reasons behind suffering can be that a person breaks the will of God. And you know that the law of God is there for that reason, that it shows us what is sin, that sin is sin, and awakes our conscience. And stops a person to notice their situation, their sinfulness. So suffering can be there because of sin. When a human being breaks the will of God, it can cause many sufferings. For example, the 10 condemnants, how they remind us that the old portion of a person is not able to do good. And if you think about something that you steal something, for example, yesterday I noticed that some older man reminded some some rubbish collector boys that it is not right to take these rubbish, collect the rubbish from the rubbish bin to get as much rubbish into their own bags. So these are some things that are they big or small issues that we do these breakings of the law. They cause suffering for our own souls. And of course, if you kill someone, it also brings sorrow to other people. And of course, the murderer himself or herself and their close ones. And in this way, suffering can be caused by sin. And this epistle of James reminds us that there's no human that can fulfill the law, but only Christ has fulfilled the law. And through Christ, we get the power to endeavor in faith and fight against those issues which bring us sorrow. And another portion of this text is any Mary, let him sing psalms. During the Jesus time, singing psalms was a form of giving or praying. And we can read some psalms from the Bible. And if you read these psalms from the Bible, they are good for different life situations. Have you ever had that kind of situation in your life that this thankful praise or psalm is something that we easily forget? So when we are blessed with happiness, we should remember to thank Heavenly Father for the gift of health and clean clothes and other blessings. Do you remember to be thankful over these matters? It is something which is very common that we do not remember to pray when we are happy, but when we are given some sorrows or burdens into our lives, then we remember. To pray. It is important to remember these thankful prayers. And do you have that kind of experience that when you step into this tent full of singing in the evening, that you get this feeling in yourself that you feel the thankfulness for in that singing? And here James gives an example of Elias, who was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it reigned not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. There were dry periods of time. Even during those times, and Elias did not pray for that he would have the power to manage weathers, but he prayed God. And it is a good reminder for us that we would also pray for God. In all our life situations. And I also therefore want to approach you when I know that one of you might be listening to this through the internet, that you really have to be patiently praying for something. So you will remember that Elias was also praying for 3 years. For the rain. And there's an earlier portion in the Bible telling about this Elias, where God also had the power, gave the power to a righteous prayer. And this text reminds us that the righteous a prayer of a righteous person is effective. And may you trust in that God hears your prayer. Do you trust that? And God is able to answer your prayer in his own time. And the third prayer in this text is about illness. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. In the previous version of the Bible, this text is maybe more clearly explained. Confess your faults. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So it is important that the prayer is done in faith. So when you have faith, then there is the straight connection to God, and God is able to hear the prayer. And with this epistle of James and the text about prayer, we can with good minds start this service day. And if you are listening to these services from home or wherever you are, it is always good to pause under the Word of God, because it can be comforting to us. And the suffering which I was talking about previously. And the priest taught us two other things about the suffering. And he said that God gives us such faces in life that we do not understand, such sufferings that we do not understand. Why am I given this kind of unexplainable suffering, some nature disasters, some major health issues which we cannot manage ourselves? And maybe through the doctor they can get some help for their problems. And here I think that James also encourages us to use those services which are available for us, that we would reach into those services, for those services. But sometimes there can be no explanation for the suffering and no cure for the suffering, and we just have to suffer for the illness or whatever suffering. And one other teaching about suffering is that what Christ has suffered for us is something that Christ invites us to suffer with him, that we would bear the cross of those people who have a cross to bear, that we would carry each other's burdens, not so that we are forced to do that, but with happy minds, that we would not pass those people who are suffering, but with the possibilities and our own abilities, we could walk beside these people and partake in this suffering. And one more story, that in my own home town, there was this kind of questionnaire going on, that what could be a good way of helping one another. And one main answer was that when you listen to someone who has been suffering, that is a very good way of supporting suffering people. And this is how we can continue our services with good minds, happy minds. And in this sermon also, like in all sermons, we have this good gospel in all life situations. You can uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood, into the peace, joy, and freedom of God's children. And this word invites us in that Matthew, as it says, that seek ye therefore the kingdom of God, so everything will be given to you. So everyone is invited into believing this gospel, even you who are having hard times. You can today believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood, and you can start to follow us and Jesus Christ. And this is how we remain endeavoring. And I want to ask for myself, can I believe all my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to believe together with you. Amen.